The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Look, how tall is Trump?
Isn't he 6'3"?
6'3".
Yeah. Is that his real height or is that his pro wrestling height?
I think it's his pro wrestling height because
so
remember
he's like 5'11".
Well, everybody lies about height, right? Remember, Case Keenum was supposed to be 6'2", and I've stood next to Case Keenum, and he comes up to my nose, so...
Yes. Well, like the UFC bills Alex Gustafson is like 6'6" or 6'7", and we've taken a picture together, and we're the same height, and I'm not 6'7". The next season that Dak plays is going to be for that franchise tag money. If he's saying the number $45 million, I'm not even negotiating. I just say, listen, we'll talk after the season. And if you walk away, cool. Because what other team in the NFL would even consider giving Dak Prescott $45 million? I don't think one exists.
That's the thing. What is the market really going to be? And, hey, if Cam Newton can't get a job right now, you think somebody's going to line up and spend a bunch of money on Dakota?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed a lot of good stuff. That's some of what you missed. About all the sports we really did. We did a lot of other stuff. All available at podcastarena.com. So go and check that out. And our buddy George was asking for an exterminator and who wants to know who our advertisers were. So I tweeted him at Scott McGrath. And if you're looking for pest
he's
control.
He's a bug killing machine at Scott McGrath.
I love his commercials. All going back to the 1560 days, I used to laugh my ass off at those. The Sally Orkin one, I think, was probably my favorite. But yeah, if you know, again, we appreciate you guys supporting our advertisers, and just let them know where you heard about it because that's how we can keep doing shows. So, 713-780 ESPN. Somebody said you should have played AJ laughing maniacally at Dakota's $45 million. That was pretty funny. But yeah, so been a good first couple hours. And now we'll move on into the third hour, and I've got you tell me where you want to go because I got plenty of both. I've got sports, I've got non-sports, I've got Rona, I've got China almost killing New York accidentally, whatever you want to get into.
China almost killing New York, you said?
Yeah, the. I don't know if you saw this story.
With coronavirus?
No. With a rocket, space junk from a Chinese rocket was about 15 minutes from hitting New York City.
Sounds intentional.
Yeah. It's not like, it was 15 minutes from hitting Des Moines.
Right. This means but, war. It
says chunks of a massive Chinese rocket that recently took an uncontrolled plunge back into the Earth's atmosphere narrowly missed hitting New York City. It's the Long March 5B rocket. If it entered the atmosphere about 15 minutes earlier, it would have rained debris on New York.
Damn. How much debris?
Said the 20-ton core stage of the rocket fell back into the atmosphere around 11 a.m., moving at thousands of miles per hour and largely burning up on its way down. But a bit of the spacecraft about the size of a small bus splashed in the Atlantic Ocean. Off the coast of West, a short bus, huh? Make your own jokes there. But that would have done a lot of damage if it had hit.
Yeah.
At that speed. So, but yeah. Intentional or not. Just like eating a bat. Intentional or not. I don't know. That's for the people to decide. A32 says, just finished binging The Wire. Thought the ending was weak. Overall, great. Who are your guys' favorite and least favorite characters?
On what?
On The Wire.
Oh, that's tough. I was telling my wife last night, I'm a big Omar fan.
Yeah, I like Omar a lot, too. I really need to binge it again. I'd started, and then I got into some other stuff and just didn't finish it. Because I've also, I don't know if this has happened to you, but I've kind of gotten TV'd out.
Where I don't watch as much TV as you lately, so I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I've kind of gotten to where I just don't know if this is if I really want to sit down and commit to something tonight.
So what I did find in my third or fourth whatever rewatch I'm on, my first one in several years of The Wire, season three introduces us to Littlefinger.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot that he was in that show.
Yeah, he pops up in some weird shows that you forget, because he's not exactly a guy you would have paid any attention to before Thrones.
Right.
Which, by the way, do you know it's now been a year since Game of Thrones ended?
I did not.
Yeah, I didn't either until I saw a story about it. It's like, imagine if that had happened in 2020, how many people would be losing their minds.
Well, Tommy Carsetti, the city councilman who eventually, you know, goes on to bigger and better things. I don't want to ruin the show for people, but and I remember, you know, as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, I forgot about this guy. And his character gets pretty interesting as the show goes on. But yeah, he's not like a bit player in The Wire. He's a big time player in The Wire starting in season three. But it's the first time I'd seen it since he was Littlefinger.
Yeah.
And now every time I see him, I'm like, oh, he's Littlefinger. And like that scene where he's banging his side piece in the bathroom, I'm like, is that Sansa? And it's not. It's just some other redhead chick.
That would have been cool. Of course, Sansa would have been way too young. Sansa would have been like five.
Yeah, she would have been a child. That wouldn't have been good.
Or if she was even alive. Jeez. I mean, The Wire has been around for a while. I also have, you know how I feel about gender reveals, right? I think they're pretty dumb. Well, we had one in Houston that went awry, as many of these things do. Veronica Fernandez of Houston was planning a gender reveal event for her sister's baby. And this was last year, but it only got shared recently on social media. Basically, the woman was going to throw a dart into a balloon. The balloon would pop, and it'd be full of pink confetti, right? Well, she threw the dart, and it went through the balloon, but also went into her sister's leg.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Dumbass!
Apparently, it's gotten over 4.5 million people viewing it, but said she positioned herself in the best spot to film the reveal and the reaction. Never in my wildest dreams did I expect the dart to go straight through the balloon and into my foot. I look down because I feel a pinch, and there it is, sticking out of my foot. Maybe it was the adrenaline, but I had no clue until I looked down.
Mm.
I do not get the idea of gender reveals. I really don't. And if you're a friend of mine and you're going to have one, do not invite me, because all I'm going to do is make fun of you.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Aaron, you seem to me as somebody who would go to your friend's gender reveals.
Nope, wouldn't do it.
Okay.
It would take an absorbent amount of alcohol promised to me for me to go.
I don't think men
are
required, unless it's your baby, I don't think men are required to go.
I think some of them do it as like a giant couples party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
like
going
to. Like a baby
to that.
Shower thing. I don't know.
I don't like to go to anything called a shower. Like, I mean, besides like just a regular shower.
Right.
Like a bridal shower or a baby shower. I don't like those things. That seems like women work.
And yeah, some friends had a baby shower for us before Will was born, and I'm like, I don't want to be here. I mean, I appreciate you guys, but this is no fun. I think only women should go to those things. And it should be the same thing with gender reveals. Or how about just tell everybody, hey, we're having a boy.
Yeah, that's fine too. That's how they did it. When I was a kid, that's how they did it, Fred.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was a kid, they didn't even know what you were until you popped out. So the gender reveal was called being born. But
they didn't have the technology.
No. In fact, I mean, I was probably delivered by a midwife, you know, if you want to go back that far. 713 said, just ate China Garden for the first time. That's probably the best Chinese food I've ever had. I don't know.
Nice.
I haven't ever heard of this. Highly recommend all blitzers to try ASAP. Yeah. And if you see Carol, tell her hello and that you're a blitzer and that you listen to the station. That's my favorite Chinese place in the city. And Carol's great, by the way. So Omar was also in that HBO show, The Night Of. That was messed up from St. Patrick. Yeah, he was. That was a good show. I'm kind of curious, but it was based on a show in Britain, that Night Of. You watched that, right?
Yeah.
The guy that looked like Raheel was in it?
Yep.
And I thought they did a good job with that.
Oh, it was a great show.
This is, when the hell did baby showers start being co-ed? It's complete BS. I'm with you. And, you know, if you're a woman, please tell me why I should be at your baby shower. Because, I don't know. So we said men bring diapers and then go drinking. I can do that without a baby shower.
I can just Venmo you money for some diapers.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. So, Deacon says another thing that makes gender reveals kind of pointless is the fact that we now have decided that whatever junk you're born with doesn't determine your gender anyway. Do you have another reveal when they go trans as a teenager? I don't know about that one. So, not sure what Lamont's saying. At your age, what is a person going to gender reveal to you like a dinosaur? Well, not sure what you mean by that. All right, well, let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And Hoffman, do you have something that you wanted to get to? Because I just realized we're down to three segments.
I I got dropped, or I guess little did you know, I got dropped in that last segment. I guess I missed a text from Lamont, but I was off the air for a moment while you guys carried on without me.
I could hear you though.
Could you? Could you hear me saying hello? Hello? Hello?
No, I didn't hear that. So
okay. Yeah, cuz you were in the middle of reading something and I just got a click and then it was gone.
Huh.
So, yeah, I don't know what the hell happened here.
So he says it's a big deal for men to have diaper parties. You bring diapers and get drunk and roast.
I don't think that's true. I never asked for a diaper party.
I'm getting a lot of people saying that, and you tie it to football and all that stuff and make a party out of it. Okay. Hey.
Okay.
Whatever you're having fun with.
That sounds like something that a woman decided to make her husband do. I don't know any men who are like, all right, let's have a diaper party, boys. No.
Yeah, I don't know because I'm past that age of having to, you know, deal with other couples and kids and stuff like that. I'm sure that there was probably stuff like that when my kids were really young because you know, you wind up doing stuff with all these families that have kids in the same grade and all that stuff. But I'm all past that. So, yeah, and if my daughter or my son ever decide to do a gender reveal, they can do it without their dad there, that's for sure.
Oh, please. Well, I think you have to go if it's your kid.
No, because I think the whole concept's dumb. I'll just say, hey, give me a call and tell me what it is. And we'll talk, and I'll congratulate you. So, oh, great, congratulations, you're having a girl. Oh, great, congratulations, you're having a boy. You know, I'm sorry, I draw the line at that. I'll be get off my lawn guy. I'm not going to go to, if my kids decide they're going to have a freaking gender reveal, they're on their own.
Did you see what's been going on in Thailand at the 7-Eleven?
No.
So at this 7-Eleven in Thailand, apparently the 7-Eleven staff, when someone comes in, they have to take the temperature of that person, and they have to sanitize their hands. And there's a video of the lady who checks her temperature using the head thermometer. Okay, so far so good. And then sprayed the customer in the face with the hand sanitizer, and she was invisible pain, like damn near blinded. But yeah, that's not how hand sanitizer works. And she immediately steps back like, oh my God, what have I done? Putting her hands on her face, which isn't wise during a pandemic while you're wearing
not
gloves.
Wise, guys.
Gross.
Right.
But yeah, there's a difference. You don't. That's not how you're supposed to do it.
Blitzer Jesse says, my buddies threw me a diaper party poker tournament, bring diapers and get extra chips, had diapers for the first 14 months. Hey, I'd be happy to just send you the diapers, brother.
I don't know.
Well, that's like I said.
I've heard of diaper parties, but I always thought that was what women do.
Yeah, a lot of people say it's a huge thing. It gives guys always have those as another excuse to drink with the boys. Since you've been dealing with a pregnant, pissed-off wife for many months.
Listen, I've had two kids. I had zero diaper parties. I wasn't looking for that. I mean, if I want to go drink with the boys, you go drink with the boys.
I would just figure when my wife was pregnant, I would stay at the track until late at night and come home, and hopefully she'd be asleep, and I wouldn't have to deal with her. She probably explains why we're no longer married. But 832 said, my wife had a shower. I went to a bar and told any of the guys that wanted to come to show up, done. Gender reveal was the day my kids were born. Old school like Fred from NASA Nerd. Yeah, well, that's, I don't know. There's certain things I'm traditional about, and I don't have to worry about that because I'm not having any more kids. So,
right. Well, you could.
You have to have sex to have kids.
What if you have sex one day?
That would be a cold day in hell. So, yeah. I'm all about whatever makes you happy. If you want to throw a party with your boys and that's what you do, great.
But I wouldn't call it a diaper party though.
No, that sounds really weak. I'd call it something else. You know, I'd call it a poker party and hey, bring diapers. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Then, you know, it's all optics. That's what society is these days. You know, if you're having a diaper party, it sounds like something your wife made you do, whether that's the case or not.
That's kind of how it sounds.
Right?
Yeah.
So, just maybe rebrand the thing. We'll come up with something for you.
I don't know what to call it. I would just call it drinking with the boys.
Yeah. Yeah. House party. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And
I feel like diapers is a thing that you get when you don't want to shop for something off the registry. Like, I'm not going to go to Babies R Us and look at... I'm probably not going to your baby shower anyway. But you go to Babies R Us and you just grab a box of diapers or wherever, Target, and you give them diapers if you don't want to get them an actual gift.
So I was the guy that when I was forced to go to those things, I'd basically just sit in the back and drink and brood. And if somebody wanted to come talk to me, great. But I was like, oh, look, isn't this beautiful? Oh, isn't this nice? So, yeah, but you know what? I think we've established I'm a turd. So that's just how I feel about it. Have you watched that Mandalorian yet on Disney?
No.
I haven't either, because I still haven't gotten Disney Plus, which I'm finally getting rid of DirecTV, so I'll pick it up because, you know, there's a few things on there I want to see. And I hear great things about it. It's, yeah, you know, I was totally out on Star Wars stuff, but everybody says this is different and really good. And season two is coming, and guess who is joining the cast for it?
Horace Grant.
How about our buddy Timothy Oliphant?
Oh, now that's interesting.
Yeah, that got me thinking. Okay, I will. I don't think he's done anything that I didn't like. And obviously, Justified was one of my all-time favorite shows. But Raylan Givens. But he was in that Hitman movie. I thought he was good in that. He just pops up in stuff. Santa Clarita Diet. I thought he was really good in. So if he's going to have a big role in season two, then I guess I better buy the damn thing and catch up.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I may do that.
Fornazzi, you guys are missing the point. Diapers are just an excuse to throw a party with your friends, and you get free diapers out of it. Bonus.
I mean, okay, whatever. Diaper party. You're not gonna convince me that a diaper party is a thing. I don't believe that. I had two kids. If people wanted to give us diapers, cool. I think my wife got like a diaper cake at her baby shower. And that's the other thing. I felt weird. I feel like after you have one baby, unless the baby is a different sex. So we had two boys. I didn't even want to have a second baby shower. It just felt weird because, you know, we got all the baby stuff because we had a baby already. I don't know. If you want to have a diaper party, cool. Otherwise, you could just say, hey, I'm having beers with my friends. And you don't have to call. And if they're your friends, they bring you a gift or they bring you some diapers or whatever, that's cool. But a diaper party, that's just, I think it's absurd.
Somebody else asks, what if the gender reveal is at a brewery? No, doesn't matter. Guess what? I can go to a brewery anytime with my friends. And 713 says, this is one of those takes y'all have that are going to have almost all the listeners disagree and get a bunch of pissed off texts from them saying how dumb y'all are. You guys have one of these about once a quarter. Hate to break it to you. The texts are pretty much 70-30 in favor of us. So, sorry if you think we're dumb, 713, but your take is incorrect. So,
also, I don't even read the damn text line.
I do.
I don't care who texts and disagrees.
I do. And yeah, there's people explaining it, but nobody's calling us dumb except for this clown. So, and a lot of people are saying the same thing. Just, yeah, I don't get it. But so we said, headed to the hospital to have my first kid. Any advice on having a girl?
Yes, have a diaper party yesterday. That's what you should have done. And I have no advice on having a girl. I would just hope that she doesn't grow up to have really large breasts.
I will just tell you this. No, the advice I would give you is, like, I didn't grow up around girls. I didn't really know, you know, how to deal with girls. So I just wanted sons. You know, I wanted to be AJ Hoffman when I grew up. But I was so glad to have a daughter. My daughter is awesome, and you know, she and I hit it off from the beginning. So you'll love it. And 832, this is in response to Knucklehead Guy. Dude's trying to make excuses for being lame. Diaper party equals lame. No way you can dress it up.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah. And, you know, sorry. I hate to break it to you because it's a big deal to you and your friends. It's not to everybody else. There's a lot of people that agree with us. Randy says, stuck in Dallas traffic and overheating in more ways than one. Keep me laughing, please. And Degenerate says, I think diaper parties are a fairly new thing, so you olds don't get it. Well, I don't have to get it to say it's stupid.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. I mean, I had a kid like 8 years ago. If that's too old, then yeah, I'm too old for diaper parties.
Oh... Well, I guarantee you that those gender reveals weren't a thing when your last kid was born. That's relatively new.
Oh, they were a thing, but so, we didn't do one.
Were they?
Yeah, we didn't.
Well, I didn't. I think those are fairly recent too. So, yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate Siding and Windows. They've got some fantastic deals going right now. The spring special is the way that I think you should be going. No payments for 2 years, and you save $2,500 off all siding jobs. You save 30% off all windows, and you don't pay anything for 2 years. So you're saving probably 40% on your energy bills with these new windows. That's a crazy amount of money. It could be. And you're not paying for the windows for 2 years. So you get all those savings now. Then when the economy's back to normal, things are back to normal in 2 years, that's when you pay for the windows. You can't beat that deal. This is a great company, family-owned and operated for over four generations. And they've got military discounts. They've got first responder discounts, senior discounts, cash discounts. It's great windows, great siding, great people. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Lamont said you slipped big time on context from the text you read of the guy. I don't think he was crushing you guys. It seems like you consume Twitter and text so literal. Sounds like he was clowning the people who thought opposite of you. And maybe that's the case, but I'll tell you the same thing I'll tell him. Communicate better. If you're going to text something or tweet something, make sense. You guys both could have used my communications class this weekend. I'll just tell you that.
Who, me?
A couple other things. No, not you. Talking about Lamont and the texter. Diaper party equals stupid having a daughter it says diaper party equals stupid. Having a daughter after having three sons, awesome. Yeah. Somebody said, I feel like I didn't hear about gender reveals until maybe 2015 or so. It's like another way to attract attention in an attention-seeking society, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is.
But that's cool. I mean, hey, look, if you want to go to a diaper party, go to a diaper party. Just, I'm telling you, don't invite me. I'm not coming. And somebody says, I wasn't a fan of gender reveal until I saw my wife's grandfather's reaction to finally seeing a boy in his lineage. It was a wonderful experience.
You know what also would have been awesome? Handing that grandfather the baby boy. The look on his face would have been even greater.
Or, you know what? Having him over and say, and show him the what do they call that thing? The ultrasound.
The sonogram or whatever it is. I don't know what they call
it. Yeah. I bet he would have reacted just the same.
Yeah.
So. But, hey, that's all right. You guys do what you want. If I think it's stupid, so what? If you're having fun with your friends at a diaper party, be my guest. What do you care that I think it's dumb?
Yeah.
That's part of the problem with society.
Who cares what we think?
You have to defend yourself. Okay. I think it's silly. That's me. And somebody said you really wouldn't go to one if your kids had... No. So, oh well, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776.
Fred also doesn't like his kids that much.
Hey, they're grown up now. I've done my part.
They're on their own.
713 says, we're now realizing a bunch of the blitzers are some bitches. Yeah, then we have a few of those, but you know what? They're welcome. You're welcome here. But no, I don't. You know, if they decide they want to do that, great, but just give me a call and let me know what the kid is. So there. Oh, boy. Yeah, and there are some really, really bad textures. There always are. They're just, yeah, and I accept that. I accept that we have some really dumbs that listen to the show. That's okay. Just keep listening. Doesn't matter to me. Here's some more really good news for those of you with low testosterone. Apparently, we've already learned that more males are dying from the Rona than women, right?
Okay.
Well, here's an excuse for you to go hit up one of the clinics that advertise with us, because male Rona patients with low testosterone levels are more likely to die from COVID-19.
That doesn't seem good.
No. So,
I mean, I guess it's good if you don't have low testosterone.
Yeah, but if you do, shouldn't you go get a shot in your ass right now?
I would think so.
Just in case you get it? It's so weird, because like I saw a story about a 105-year-old woman who survived it and barely got a cough.
Uh-huh.
And then there's like a 100-year-old woman who kicked. So, you know, but I don't know what her testosterone was like. maybe that was part of the problem. But
she probably had low testosterone. That's probably a safe guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a live read for that right now. But
low levels.
But if I did, that would be the transition. So
transition. I see what you're saying. I see what you did there.
Somebody said you're going to get a call from Huggies now, Fred. Yeah, well,
Fred doesn't care.
I don't care. That part of my life is long gone. Are you familiar with rapper Joe Budden?
I am.
Are you a fan?
Sure.
He tweeted out something relatively innocuous. He said Seattle deserves a basketball team.
Okay.
I think we'd all agree with that, right?
I would say so. Especially now they're building a new arena.
Yeah, yeah. Well, apparently this set off the WNBA crowd.
Oh, gosh.
Breanna Stewart tweets at him, "We have one." Jewel Lloyd, "Seattle Storm, come see for yourself. I dare you to come practice with us. I want that matchup."
Well,
oh boy.
Yeah, you're a professional basketball player.
And somebody else says, "We could agree to disagree on the WNBA, but he didn't say NBA team. He said basketball team."
Well, there's so a high school basketball team there, too.
Yeah, so it does feel disrespectful to not even acknowledge they exist. 2018
also,
was only one season ago.
I'll also throw this at you, Fred. I would take the Washington Huskies men's basketball team, and I would give you 10 points, and I would take them over the Seattle Storm. Care to wager? I'll set it up if you do.
I'll pass.
Okay.
Thank you. But yeah, they do deserve a team. They deserve an NBA team. Does that make you feel better? Breanna Stewart?
Yes, it makes Breanna Stewart feel better. She's not here for your nonsense.
Yeah. 409 says maybe the 105-year-old was still getting injections. It's possible.
That is. So, yeah, did you see that what Ohio State's planning on doing? They're planning on having some fans in the seats?
Yeah, I did see that. Good for them.
I mean, and that they say if guidelines are relaxed. But, I mean, obviously they want to have fans in. I mean, that's the obvious. But I don't think anybody knows yet if they can.
Yeah, I don't think fans are a good idea yet. And sorry, but I'm sure that's another unpopular opinion with 8% of our texters. But I think maybe let's see how this rolling back out goes. I mean, once we if we get a couple months in, then maybe you can start doing it in waves, just like we're doing with everything else. So, I mean, I would say, just like anything else, be hopeful of it, but you know, let's see what happens. I mean, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with if there's no fans for a lot of sports, because I do think there are going to be some teams and leagues that do not survive.
I think so, too. I mean, we already saw the XFL fall. I mean, I think that's the beginning.
Yeah, although did you see my suspicion all along was they were just cutting it off then, with plans to come back. Just see that McMahon is thinking about buying everything back out of bankruptcy, so he'll wind up saving a bunch of money and he'll still have the league.
Well, he won't have Oliver Luck anymore.
Well, apparently not, although who knows. I think that I honestly think that they'd probably work something out. But
you
he
think
needs
so?
Oliver Luck. Yeah. Oh,
I agree that he needs him.
Yeah, but you know how money talks. I'm certain they could figure something out. But it always felt like, yeah, we're going to shut it down, go bankrupt. And then now I'll just tell you this. They ever want to do business with people like us again, it's going to cost them money up front.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's and, yeah, we still haven't got refunded for our tickets. So if they're expecting us to buy tickets again, that better happen. Mott said, with a shortened season in MLB, should Lance McCullers be on a pitch count? I think that's one of the benefits to this. I don't think he'll have to be.
Probably not.
I think he'll, theoretically, if it's only an 82-game season, he should be able to pitch as much as you need him to, which would be good. A32 said, I can't say I really did enjoy traffic when the stay-at-home was in effect. Essential workers hate traffic, guy. Yeah, that's something that I haven't missed, and when we start going back into the office, I'm pretty sure I'll get frustrated again.
Yeah, commuting's not fun, ever.
No, but, you know, maybe it won't be as bad. Maybe enough people will keep working at home for a while, but we shall see. Hey, guys, you want to see something else? How about your hair? Go see my man, Dr. Linville. He's going to be back in the office this week. They'll be back to work here pretty soon, and you can get your consultation right now. You can still do the virtual consultation, but you can also set it up for him to see in person very soon. And if you've been thinking about it, you've been going bald, and especially if you're young. I was old and going bald, so I pretty much accepted it. And I decided to either shave it or get something done. And we talked to a bunch of other people about coming on the station, and it was just stuff that didn't feel right. And then I met Dr. Linville, and he explained it to me. He basically takes the individual follicles from the back of your head, and he uses the NeoGraft procedure to just transplant them to where you're thinning. So it's your own hair. He's just moving it from where it's not from where it is to where it's not. And the cool thing is, he had it done too, and his hair looks fantastic. So if you've been on the fence about this, give my man Dr. Linville a call. He is going to make a difference in your life, I promise you. And when we're back on the Twitch channel, you'll get to see for yourselves. Go to 975hair.com to set up your virtual consultation. 975hair.com.
I know they mad at me. Nah, hop in the coupe, then I slide like it's Vaseline. West Coast 6, punch on like a trampoline. Take a brick out, put it...
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, and let's wrap this thing up the way we do every Wednesday with famous deaths. And these are deaths that took part over the last week, since last Wednesday, although not necessarily this year. And we start with 2017 Powers Booth, actor from Tombstone, Sin City, a bunch of other stuff, but best known as head of the Cowboys in Tombstone, which may be still one of the most quotable movies of all time. I think his best one was... Well, bye.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
I use that all the time.
Yeah. 2003, June Carter Cash, dead at 73. Best known for doing concerts with Johnny Cash at the end of his career and ruining them with her horrible singing. 2020, this week, this is a guy that you won't know the name, but if you saw his face, he's been in everything. Fred Willard, dead at 86.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
One of the great character actors.
Funny guy.
Character actors. Yeah. 1984, Andy Kaufman, dead of cancer at the age of 35. Let's see.
35?
Yeah, he was 35.
Damn.
Did you ever see that Man in the Moon about him?
Yep.
It was Jim Carrey. Pretty well done movie, I thought, if you want to learn a little bit about Andy Kaufman. Donna Summer in 2012, dead from lung cancer at 63. She loves to love you, baby, but not anymore. Gilda Radner. In 1989, one of the original SNL cast members dead at 42. Also too young.
Also, I believe, was like, she dated, like, damn near all the dudes on the cast. Like, I think she dated Gene Wilder at one point.
Yeah, I thought they had a long relationship, actually, her and Gene Wilder.
And, well, I think they were actually married, but I think she was also also dated, maybe it was Aykroyd or Bill Murray, maybe both. So she they kind of got passed around, I guess, a little bit. G.E. Smith from the Saturday Night Live band, Harold Ramis. So yeah, she was a woman about town. For a woman who's like, I don't know what you think of her from a attractiveness standpoint, but a lot of dudes were into her.
I think she's one of those that was more attractive because she was funny.
Yeah.
She's like Sarah Silverman that way. Like, to me, Sarah Silverman's a 10. Even
right.
though physically she's not really, but 2013, Ray Manzarek, keyboardist and founding member of The Doors, broke on through to the other side at the age of 74. So
maybe a bad take by me, but when I was a kid, I always thought The Doors were kind of like and this is probably going to make more people mad, but like Kiss, and I thought of them as sort of like joke bands. But then you grow up and you realize there are people who are really into The Doors and Kiss, and it's not a joke to them. And I felt silly the first time I realized people, like, there's some people who think The Doors are like as good as the Stones or Zeppelin.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, but like Kiss, when I was a kid, Kiss was awesome. And then you get older and you actually listen to the songs and they're just not very good.
Right. That's how I felt about The Doors too, there are people who take them very seriously.
Yeah, I don't take them very seriously, but I didn't like them when I was younger, but I gained an appreciation for them over time. Maybe after I watched the movie with Val Kilmer and kind of got a sense of what some of those songs were actually about. But they're still not on my top of my lists. Let's see. Bob Watson in 2020, that was this week. We talked about that earlier. Phyllis George in 2020 dies at 70. She was a sportscaster. She's one of the first female sportscasters I can remember. Probably before your time, but dead at the age of 70. Best name in NASCAR, Dick Trickle.
That's what Juggalo Trey should have named his dog.
Yeah.
Trickle.
Commit suicide by gunshot at the age of 71. Little known fact, the uncle of Cole Trickle, who was in Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. Yeah. I thought that was a well-known fact, but okay.
Yeah, well, a lot of people didn't know that.
Stupid.
It just trickled down theory. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, dead at 64, probably the hottest first lady until...
Until Melania, very right? recently, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, John Deere in 1986, dead at 82. Nothing runs like a deer unless you're dead.
Oh.
Some other one. Jerry Falwell in 2007, senior. Jerry Falwell, senior, your guy.
My guy.
Yeah. Elliot Ness in 1957, died of a heart attack at the age of 54, better known as the federal agent that put away Al Capone.
Better known as a lyric in a Tupac song.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did not know
State that's untouchable like Elliot Ness.
Yeah, but if you watch The Untouchables, they turned out they were pretty touchable.
That's true.
All right, let's
and
go to our best.
It says the track hits your eardrum like a slug to the chest.
I see. Just like his accountant guy.
Yeah.
He had a few slugs in his chest. That makes perfect sense. All right, let's go to your best deaths. 1998, Frank Sinatra. He died his way at the age of 82.
That's a good run.
Yeah.
Especially for a guy who was living as hard as he did.
Here's another good run. B.B. King, 2015, died dead at the age of 89.
That's a good run.
Was gone at that point, yeah. Jim Henson, creator of The Muppets, dead at 53 in 1990.
Not a great run. What did he die of? Cancer?
Pneumonia.
Ugh.
And It was really scary because I had that exact same pneumonia about a year later.
The Wuhan pneumonia?
It was, no, but it was scary as hell. It's one of the worst things I've ever had. And, 1990, Sammy Davis Jr., dead at 64.
Was Sammy Davis Sr. famous?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Why did he go by Jr. then?
I
thought you only go by Jr. if your dad was also famous.
Well, no, if your dad was just Senior.
I mean, but like, I'm a junior, but my dad isn't famous, so I don't call myself A.J. Hoffman Jr., you know.
Well, I think that's a your choice thing.
Okay.
All right.
My name, my choice.
Two of them that make me really sad. 2010, Ronnie James Dio, dead at 67. Little known fact, he died here in Houston from cancer. He was at one of the cancer places here. And 2017, Chris Cornell, dead at 52. Yeah, that one hit me pretty hard. 1506, Christopher Columbus sailed the afterlife ocean blue at the age of 54. And one of your favorites in 2011, Randy Macho Man Savage, dead of a heart attack at 58.
The cream of the crop. Oh, yeah.
All right. Two dead porn stars, 1981. Tina Russell, 30 years old.
Murder.
Died from?
Murder.
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Damn it.
And murder by Stephanie Adams, Playboy Playmate, in 1992. Died at the age of 47 from?
Suicide.
Yeah, suicide and killed her own kid, too.
Ooh, murder suicide. Look at her.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you want to give a shout-out to Sebastian. Says he gets sworn in June 2nd for the Navy. And shout-out Ronnie Byerly, good friend of mine. Ronnie Byerly, my tattoo guy. Well, good luck to you, Sebastian. And stay safe out there in the Navy. Watch your backside, as they say in the Navy.
All right. Yeah. Good luck with that, man.
Actually, I don't know if they say that in the Navy, but that's what Army guys say as a joke to Navy guys. Because me and Sebastian, we're in a brotherhood now.
I see.
Yes. You're not on the team, Fred.
Yeah, that's okay.
You're not a true patriot.
No, I'm not. I'll join the Canadian Navy when I get a chance. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good job, Hoffman. Good job, Aaron. That was okay today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.